This has been an interesting picnic.
The lake looks lovely, doesn't it? So pristine and pure.
Yeah, and I'm sure the sounds of nature would be especially soothing if we could actually hear them. Mm-hmm. And realize they were going to start work on a new cabin today.
So why did we have to stay here? Why didn't we move to a better place?
Oh, no. This is where we needed to be.
Why?
Oh, for the surprise.
Well, the only surprise is that I'm deaf in one ear now from that jackhammer. I think it's time to move on. Let's take a walk.
No, not yet. Let's wait a little while.
Seriously, Penny, you two can stay here if you want, but I'm gonna take a walk.
No, wait.
I think a walk would be nice.
No, it wouldn't, Wooten.
Oh, of course it wouldn't. Why not?
Because Connie needs to be hydrated for a walk, and we're all out of water.
Oh, well, what about that thermos?
Which one? Oops. I accidentally kicked it over. I guess we'll have to fill it up again. But where, oh, where can we find more water?
There's an entire lake right there.
You don't want to drink from that.
Didn't you just say it was pristine and pure?
Well, I was shouting. I can't think when I'm shouting.
Oh.
Why don't we go to one of the cabins and ask for some water?
If you say so. How about that one?
Oh, I think number 3 would be better.
But it's farther away.
No, I think he's right. It'll make you thirstier so we can appreciate the water more.
Fine.
Let's go to number 3.
I don't think anyone's home.
He has to be here.
He? Who he?
The resident. She was using the masculine in a generic sense.
Okay, well, why don't we ask one of the neighbors?
You don't want to drink their water. You don't know where it's been.
Right. Well, I think I'm hydrated enough anyway. Let's take that walk.
Oh, all right. Maybe he'll be here when we come back.
Maybe he will.
What happened? I dreamt that I had pointy ears.
See, Rudolph? He even talks a little bit like you.
Yes, it's that hint of naivete in the voice. He's not bad.
Oh, where am I, and why, pray tell, have I been tied up?
Well, to answer your first question, you are in the back of Jansen's jewelers. To answer your second question, you are tied up to keep you from leaving.
Oh, right, the jewelers. And who are you?
I am Rudolph.
My brother.
I believe a mistake has been made here.
Oh, you've certainly made a mistake. How dare you come into this shop and attempt to pull off my scam?
What?
Are you trying to horn in on my business?
Well, I can assure you that I never have and never will horn in on anything. Nice waistcoat, by the way.
Thanks. Yours is rather dapper as well.
Back to the point, Rudolph.
Yes, Sebastian. Well, you see, the Pomona scam was our idea, and we do not appreciate you duplicating it.
What?
Especially since we were about to move on to more fertile fields.
Wait, you're not accusing me of being a thief, but of being a thief like you?
He doesn't have your intelligence, Rudolph.
Indeed.
You are the scam artist?
A bit slow on the uptake, and now you've presented us with an interesting dilemma.
Or an opportunity, if you will.
Do I want to know what you're talking about?
Oh, yes. We have plans for you.
Mm-hmm.
Big plans.
Yeah, big plans.
This is much better than the construction site.
Yes, it is. Farther away.
Yeah, much farther. Or is it further? I always get those two mixed up.
Okay, can we stop this now? Mm-hmm. I know what you've been up to.
Up to?
How could you suggest that we're up to anything?
This is all about Jason. He's staying in one of those cabins, isn't he? Just tell me, will ya?
Okay, it's true.
Yeah, number 3 to be exact.
What am I gonna do with you? I said I wanted to honor what Whit had said and stay away from him. Just once, I wanted to prove it to Whit that I could do it. And Eugene. Whatever trouble Jason's in is none of my business.
So you admit he might be in trouble.
Well,
which means you should see him so you can offer your help.
I said I'd help by praying for him. Honestly, Penny, I know you mean well, but this wasn't right. You wouldn't think so if we'd seen him. But think about your plan, Penny. What are the chances of bumping into Jason up here?
Oh, excuse me.
Jason!
Connie?
Hi.
Wow. What a surprise. What are you doing up here?
Well, we're just having a little picnic and walking. What are you doing?
Well, pretty much the same. I got tired of the construction zone next door, so I decided just to, you know, take a little stroll, walking and praying. And...
I'm Penny, by the way. We met briefly.
This is Penny. Before.
Hi, Penny.
Fox.
Yeah.
Hey.
Wooten.
Yeah. Hi, Jason. I'm really glad you gave him that whole guy in the crate look you had going.
Yeah, well, you know, I was working undercover then.
And under a crate.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's been good seeing you, Jason. We'll let you get back to whatever you were doing.
What's your hurry? Let's catch up.
I don't know.
We'd be happy to stay a while longer. Should we go back to your cabin?
You know which cabin I'm in?
An easy assumption to make.
Wooten delivers the mail.
Oh, okay. Yeah, come on back to the cabin.
I believe it's only fair to mention that I have friends in law enforcement. Close friends. In fact, I was on my way to see one of my close friends in law enforcement as soon as I had these jewels appraised. Have you appraised them yet, by the way?
I have. They're fake.
Oh, Mrs. Allen will be disappointed.
Who's she? Your fence?
Oh, not at all. She owns J&J Antiques.
Seriously? That's who I sold them to. It's a small world, isn't it?
Astonishingly so. I could have gone to Crown Jewelers down the street.
Our first issue is one of money. We would like our share of whatever you've made using our scam.
Your share?
100% sounds fair.
All right, 100% of nothing is nothing. I've made no money on your scam because I haven't been using your scam.
You can't fool a fooler.
I believe him, Sebastian. He looks so pathetically amateurish.
What?
This may well have been his first job.
It was. Not my first job, but an unfortunate coincidence.
I suppose that makes it better for us.
Oh, please explain.
I believe we should call the police and pin all of our crimes on him.
An amazing idea.
What?
And then Wooten said, "Where are her eyes?"
Well, it seemed like an obvious question to ask.
Oh, look at the time. Oh, I think we've stayed long enough.
Really? No. I mean, do you have any plans for dinner?
Huh? All of us?
Well, I was planning to eat at some point.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, come on.
We'd love to have a meal with you. It's so boring when it's just the two of us every night, night after night.
Hey!
What does that make it when I come over?
Less boring, of course.
Oh, yeah.
So the three of you spend a lot of time together, huh?
Yeah, some.
And what do you do? Besides have dinner.
Oh. We play games.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
I love playing games.
Do you want to come over to our apartment? We could send out for something and play some games.
Now, Penny.
No, that'd be great. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay, then.
Okay, Katrina. I'll check into it. Now, you call me if you hear anything. Okay? All right. Bye-bye.
Hi, Witt.
Oh, hello, Joanne.
I was wondering if Eugene is here. He left his backpack at the shop, and so I thought I'd bring it by.
Well, thank you. But I don't know where he is. He left early this afternoon, and he seems to have disappeared.
Disappeared?
Katrina hasn't seen him. No one has.
Well, what about Jason? Eugene was going to talk to him about the case.
Case? What case? Jason's not here on a case.
He isn't?
No. Where did you get that impression?
Maybe we better sit down.
Okay, I think I have it solved.
I hope so. It's getting late.
Okay, Wooten, go ahead.
Okay. Is it Mrs. Pink with the curling iron in the overpriced coffee house with the skinny caramel macchiato and no whipped cream?
Jason?
That's right.
Oh,
Oh, you won't leave me behind again, Wooten.
That's three games in a row.
Yes,
oh, wow. I'm surprised you haven't won, Jason. You're supposed to be good at detective work.
Normally I am, but I'm a little lost when the weapons are fine china, footwear, and household appliances.
Yeah, well, that's Wooten's version of the game.
Yeah, I may have it patented.
Well, I'm sorry to say this, but I have work first thing in the morning.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, my work isn't first thing, but it's near enough.
Already? Well, come on, the night's still young. We have time for a movie.
I don't know.
I guess not. Okay. Well, maybe I'll go see what my dad's doing.
Jason, I'm a little confused here. Your dad gave me the impression that you came back to Odyssey to, I don't know, recover from the stress of your job?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I want time alone with God to sort things out, to take a few weeks to think, pray, read my Bible.
But I get the impression that you don't want to go back to the cabin.
Really? That's the impression I'm giving you?
Uh-huh. Pretty much.
Yeah, I'd vote for a yes is the correct answer.
Mm. Huh.
I'm not as well practiced as you guys are at these things, but I would think that being alone for a few weeks to do all that would be really hard, especially if you're not used to it.
My dad said the same thing. But I should be disciplined enough to pray, shouldn't I? I mean, or read my Bible for a long stretch of time in silence. Without being distracted.
You know what? It's all our fault. We didn't help.
No, it's not. I took a walk because I wanted to be distracted. You know, I found myself trying to count the number of times that jackhammer next door hit the rock.
Oh, you mean that whole... that sound?
Yeah, that sound.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
And I was thrilled to bump into you guys in the woods. Solitude is a lot harder than I expected. But I still do need time alone with God.
Hmm. Well... maybe you can work up to it. Like, I have to do pencil sketches before I paint something.
Yeah, and I have to do leg stretches before I deliver the mail on 10 Mile Road.
Yeah, and I have to clean tables before the customers come in. No, wait, that's not the same thing, is it?
Almost.
Well, thanks a lot for helping me find some perspective, you guys. I think I'll head off now.
Okay.
It was really good to see you again, Connie. Penny? Wooten?
You too.
Yeah, see you around.
Okay.
Bye, Jason.
Good night.
Good night, Jason.
There, Connie. He was glad to see you.
It was really good to see him, too. I hope Whit knows it wasn't my fault.
Oh, brother, how did this happen? Eugene was determined to help Jason solve a jewelry scam that Jason doesn't know anything about.
But where is Eugene now?
I haven't tried Jason yet. Maybe they're together.
Maybe I'm together with who?
Jason! Oh, what a surprise. It's so good to see you.
It's great to see you, too.
Oh.
Well, I'm a little upset that you're leaving town now that I've come back.
Well, I didn't know you were coming back. This could change everything. Now we'll have to keep the shop.
Were you getting rid of it?
We're closing it down. There's no one we trust to manage it for us while we're gone.
I think I just had an idea.
Actually, that was my phone, probably a text message.
Joanne, what if I run the antique shop for you? I mean, if only for a little while until you get it figured out.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about antiques?
Well, there was that brief experience in London, and I was an undercover antiques dealer in Casablanca for a few months. Does that count?
I don't know. I mean, I'll have to talk to Jack. If you're really serious.
Well, sure I am. Why not?
Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
Katrina just texted to say that Eugene's car has been parked on the other end of town at a meter for hours after the time expired.
Well, that's not like Eugene.
Eugene's missing?
Yes, he seemed to be trying to help you with your latest case.
My latest what?
The one you're on now. Finding Eugene. Come on, let's go.
You realize, of course, that this entire scheme of yours is preposterous.
Why? We hold you here until morning while we assemble all the evidence to frame you, and voila! You're stitched up for our crime.
But my character is impeccable. People know me, and they all know I'm not a jewel thief. Besides, I'll have alibis for when those crimes took place. The police will see through it all immediately.
Well, not immediately. It will take them some time, and by then, we will have escaped.
Why do you persist on telling me your plans? When the police take me, I'll tell them everything you just said, and they'll watch you.
That's a very good point, Rudolph.
Yes, I suppose it is.
Let's forget about the police.
All right, but what about him?
Let's take him to an abandoned building and leave him there. By the time they find him, we'll be gone.
And if they don't find me?
Then it won't matter to you, will it?
May I make an alternative suggestion?
If you insist.
I suggest you turn yourselves in and return the stolen merchandise.
You are amusing. He has your wit, Rudolph.
Can you do that Vulcan neck pitch thingy again so we can get him into the car quietly?
I think so.
Well, actually, I'd rather stay awake and go.
You need to teach me how to do that.
It's all in the fingers. Let's get him to the car.
Well, first I want his waistcoat. It's a nice style. I think it'll bring out the green in my eyes.
Be quick about it.
What's that?
A customer.
At this time of night? I thought you locked the door.
I thought you locked the door. Watch him while I get rid of our guests.
Right.
May I help you, gentlemen?
You're open late.
We're having a special sale.
Ah.
Pretty risky not staying out here to watch over the jewels, isn't it? Anyone could have come in and stolen them.
Impossible. I have seen them on the security cameras. Do I know you?
I run a place called Wit's End.
Not you, him.
Me? I doubt it, unless...
Sebastian, you really should close up the shop. We have a lot of work to do.
Well, as you heard my brother, it's time to close up.
Uh-huh. Brothers. I should have remembered.
Well, that's a nice vest, by the way. A friend of mine has one just like it. In fact, he was wearing it earlier today when he parked his car out front.
It's not a vest. It's actually a waistcoat.
Well, that's what my friend would have said.
Well, well, Rudolph and Sebastian Karaczynski. It's been a very long time, hasn't it? Leavenworth Prison, in fact, as I recall. Grand larceny, fraud.
Jason Whittaker. It is a small world. What brings you here?
My intention was to take some time off. But I think you've changed that. You still have that button behind the counter to alert the police to a robbery, right?
Are we about to be robbed?
Only of your criminal ways.
That would be our cue to leave, Sebastian.
Not so fast, you two. I
forgot about the judo flip.
Push the button to call the police, Dad.
I got it. I assume Eugene is in the back.
Sleeping.
If either of you makes a move...
I'm not moving. Are you moving, Rudolph?
Not without a pair of crutches.
I miss all of the excitement. They really held you hostage for all that time?
Indeed they did, Miss Kendall. And it was insufferable, if only because of the conversation. It's a good thing Mr. Whittaker and Jason arrived when they did. I was about to be bundled into a car and left to rot somewhere.
Well, happily, Katrina saw your car.
Well, I'll have a fortune to pay in parking fines.
Well, I'm just amazed that you went to such lengths to help me.
You mean the help you didn't actually need?
It's the thought that counts.
But I still don't understand where you got the idea that Jason was here on a case.
Oh? I believe you planted the notion, Miss Kendall.
Oh?
Hmm?
Meaning that you went on to assume something?
Huh?
Weren't you the one who lectured me about assuming things and minding my own business?
Well, I'm sure you're thinking of somebody else.
Rudolph Karaczynski. They look a lot alike, you know.
Oh, not in the least. Though I might also suggest that this adventure began because I was told a secret that wasn't supposed to be told.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that, Connie.
We'll talk.
I just walked in the door to Wit's End. Hold on while I put you on speaker, Jack. Good morning, everyone. And say hello to Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, top of the morning to you. Well, it's actually the afternoon here in Scotland.
Eugene, it's good to see you alive and well.
Oh, thank you, and I agree.
You still have our diamonds, I hope.
I do, but alas, Sebastian said they're fake.
What?
Jason, I'm glad you're here. Jack and I wanted to talk to you.
Oh, okay.
Go on, Jack.
Joanne told me about your offer. We talked it over, and if you're sincere, we'd like you to run the J&J antique shop for us while we're gone.
Are you still interested?
I sure am.
Well, that sounds great.
What? When did all this happen? Where was I?
When would you like to start?
Well,
You know, I'm supposed to be up at the cabin on a very long and isolated retreat.
So I heard.
But I'm rethinking that.
Hmm?
You don't just dash out the door and run a marathon, you know. And the truth is, I'm not running a marathon at all.
Hmm?
What I want is time to be with God, along with time to be with my family and friends. That's what I need more than anything.
Wise thinking, Jason.
Ah, that's good to have you home, son.
And it's good to be home.
Welcome home, Jason. It's good to have you back in Odyssey. You know, there are various things we can take away from today's adventure, but I was intrigued by how everyone's assumptions impacted what happened. Connie assumed Eugene knew about Jason being back in town and told him a secret she was supposed to keep to herself. Because of Connie's assumption, Eugene assumed that Jason was back in town on a case and wound up in the middle of a jewelry scam. And Jason assumed that returning to Odyssey and trying to be alone with God would be an easy thing to do. In each case, their assumptions added to the tangle of misunderstanding. But thankfully, they learned from their experiences anyway, which is often how God works in our lives, taking our assumptions and turning them into learning experiences if we watch for them. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Home Again was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Christopher Deal and Jonathan Crow. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andre Stoica as Wit, Will Ryan as Eugene, Katie Lee as Connie, Townsend Coleman as Jason, Kimmy Robertson as Penny, Jess Harnell as Wooten, Janet Waldo is Joanne, and Alan Young is Jack, along with Dan Hagen and Nicholas Guest. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.